Hi there, this is Tracy, and I want to share something that happened yesterday. I was so excited that I was coming close to the end of my domestic violence classes, which were court-ordered because of my arrest from my narcissist. It has been 6 months, and I was in my final meeting with the counselor, and I thought I had a few more classes ahead of me, but I have grown to love these women, and they have been very transient. Everyone's only in there for a specific time, but we've gotten to know each other, and they are just like me. The particular batch that's there right now is all in their 20s, and they have been arrested in some sort of domestic event, meaning that they spit on their boyfriend's car, or they were yelling and a neighbor called. So there's so much awareness that I know people need to understand about police and about the laws, and they're different in every state. In Colorado, if there is a domestic dispute, if you would want to call it that, that means that you've been intimate with somebody and someone calls the police. It could be your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your neighbor. If someone calls the police in Colorado, someone has to go to jail. It's there to protect people that are truly being beaten and abused in a physical way. But when someone spits on their car, I mean, we need to change these rules. Anyway, that's a whole nother tangent. Anyway, what happened was I was so excited. She said that yesterday was my last day of classes. And I can't even tell you the happiness that came over me. I just wanted to dance. I felt free. I felt so much better in these last 6 months, and working on these videos for you are just as important for me. They have given me healing. They continue to educate me. I might be making videos, but trust me, I watch videos every single day that YouTubers are making. This week, someone directed me to a Netflix show, and it's a documentary about, I did call it a cult, but it was run in the 80s, and it was 125 people that followed this man, and it was over 20 years. I mean, they all lived together when they were younger, then they all went on, but they weren't allowed to marry, they weren't allowed to have babies. The man was having sex with almost every male that was in the group secretively, and yet he would preach about sex being a cardinal act, and they weren't allowed to do it. So to see these group, and now the movie was of a perspective where the people that were in the cult during that time, during the 80s, the man who made this film was in charge of the cult's movie. And he would take movies all through the years of them just fainting in the hands of this man they called a healer, a Jesus sort of, you know, godlike person, and they followed him. I'm getting off on a tangent, but it was called, we'll put the link down below. It was definitely Fury. I don't know. I'll put it down below. But it really enlightened me and educated me that we can be so easily manipulated because we want something that we don't have. And we all want something that we don't have. That's perfectly normal. But this man abused 125 people for 20 years. And it's scary, but it is exactly what's happening to all of us on a much smaller scale. Another video that I was pointed to by one of my YouTube users, thank you, is a radio interview, and I am going to put that down below. This was a podcast by a radio host in California that interviewed someone named H.G. Tudor. I might be saying it wrong, it might be H.D. Tudor. I'm going to put the link down there. This man is calling himself a master narcissist. He has a blog. He has a Facebook page. And he's giving us the insight, not quite like a Sam Vaknin. He is giving us the insight of how he manipulates people and how easy we are as a whole in our behaviors that makes it really easy for them. This was both a lightning and frightening. I was like, I've listened to it at least 3 times now because I'm trying to grasp my mind around it. And I suggest that you look at it too. It's an hour long interview, so it's pretty long, but I listen to it in the car because it is a podcast, so I don't have to like physically watch anybody. But the power of these people and the manipulative mind that goes behind them is something that regular people with hearts and souls can't really fathom. So when you listen to this or you watch the Netflix documentary that I'm going to also put down below the name of it, I want you to just understand that we are not alone and that narcissists really don't know how to love. They know how to manipulate, and they know how to triangulate, and they do it on purpose. I was watching an episode of Dexter. Yes, Dexter. This is a sociopath that kills people, and last night's episode I watched was about triangulation, and he started a triangulation with this new sponsor and his girlfriend, and it was so subtle. Someone even said, oh, you're charming, aren't you? It's exactly the behavior that we've all encountered. Of course, they didn't chop us in little pieces like they do on Dexter, but I'm learning an insight, and they're so subtle. They're not just saying, well, that was gaslighting. You just watch it in action, and you go, holy crap, that was exactly what happened to me, except for the cutting up part. But in my education of continuing, I encourage you to keep on going. Nobody's really, really completely understanding the narcissist. And the more you gain, the more knowledge you learn, the better off you're going to be. So just keep the education going and keep listening to these YouTubes and subscribe to me if you haven't yet, because I'm like watching and I'm so excited. I do the dance of joy whenever I get new subscribers, and it makes me really happy that to know that I'm helping people. So when they leave comments, I generally try to answer. So I just want to say thank you, and this is Tracy. That's all I've got.